This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel killed a Hamas commander and vowed no let-up in its Gaza bombings on Wednesday as Palestinian militants rained rockets far across the border. Gaza's health ministry says at least 65 people have been killed since violence escalated on Monday. Six people have been killed in Israel, according to medical officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Hamas commander and 15 other members of the Islamist militant group were killed in airstrikes. A multi-story building collapsed in Gaza City from the damage, and Israel's army says it warned residents in advance. Hamas responded with rockets fired into the Tel Aviv area, sending shoppers scrambling. One of Israel's chief rabbis called on Wednesday for a stop to street attacks by Jews on members of the country's Arab minority, some who have mounted violent protests in solidarity with Gaza Palestinians. Washington's top diplomat described the scenes Wednesday as harrowing, and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he is sending a senior aide to urge Israelis and Palestinians to seek calm. India's coronavirus death toll crossed 250,000 on Wednesday in the deadliest 24 hours since the pandemic began. A second wave erupted in February, overwhelming hospitals and medical staff, as well as crematoriums and mortuaries. Experts still cannot say for sure when the numbers will peak and the wave will end. Deaths grew by a record 4,200, while infections rose by nearly 350,000, taking the tally past 23 million, according to India's health ministry data. Experts believe the actual numbers could be 5 to 10 times higher. Lacking beds, drugs, and oxygen, many hospitals in the world's second most populous country have been forced to turn away people. This is VOA News. The United States, Britain, and Germany called on China Wednesday to end its repression of the Uyghur minority, speaking out in a video conference that infuriated Beijing. Rights groups say up to 1 million Uyghurs and people from mostly Muslim groups are detained in internment camps in the northwest region of China. A Russian court sentenced popular opposition politician Wednesday to a 9 days in jail for urging people to join demonstrations in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The sentence follows a wave of court rulings that have sidelined or sent into exile allies of Navalny. President Vladimir Putin's most ardent critic was jailed by authorities in February for more than 2 years on old embezzlement charges Navalny says are politically motivated. Another leader from Thailand's anti-government protest movement has been infected with the coronavirus after spending 8 weeks in jail pending trial on charges of insulting the country's powerful king. She was released on bail last week from pretrial detention and said on Twitter Wednesday that she was being treated in a hospital after testing positive for the virus following her release. Two other detainees from the protest movement have also tested positive for COVID-19. The International Federation of the Red Cross says coronavirus cases are exploding in Asia with over 5.9 million new confirmed infections over the past 2 weeks. That's more than in all other regions of the world combined. India alone confirmed more than 4,200 additional COVID-related deaths Tuesday, setting another daily record. The Red Cross warns the surge in Asia is pushing hospitals and health systems to the brink of collapse. It says 7 out of the 10 countries globally that are doubling their infection numbers, the fastest are in Asia and the Pacific. It's calling for regional support with more medical equipment, prevention efforts, and urgent access to vaccine. It says vaccination campaigns in Asia are hampered by shortages, hesitancy, and the costly logistics of reaching many areas. More than 1,000 gas stations in the southeast United States reported running out of fuel, primarily because of what analysts say is unwarranted panic buying among drivers, as the shutdown of a major pipeline by a gang of hackers enters its fifth day Tuesday. Government officials acted swiftly to waive safety and environmental rules to speed the delivery of fuel by truck, ship, or rail to motorists and airports, even as they sought to assure the public that there was no cause for alarm. The Colonial Pipeline, the biggest fuel pipeline in the U.S., delivers about 45% of what is consumed on the East Coast. It was hit on Friday by a cyber attack who locked up the computer systems and demanded a ransom to release them. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.